As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. at MidStateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office releases additional search warrant information. Paso Robles High School Administration investigating anonymous threats. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cow Meadow Lane. Stop or give them a call. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the search warrant conducted at Susan Flores' home earlier this month. The search was related to the disappearance and murder of Kristen Smart, conducted with a warrant signed by a Superior Court judge. The Sheriff's Office says detectives utilized a number of investigative resources and techniques, including ground-penetrating radar and soil vapor science. An area in the yard was identified that produced results consistent with human remains. On May 8th, investigators secured an additional warrant to excavate that specific area. Excavation activities recovered several items that are currently being analyzed, but ultimately, no human remains were recovered during the excavation, and no further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles City Council directed staff to proceed with all four recommendations regarding retail cannabis offices in the city. Staff were directed to remove the cap of three such businesses in the municipal code, develop a cannabis regulatory permit, and require existing holders of conditional use permits to amend their applications in order to allow recreational cannabis delivery. These will come back as future items for individual discussion and approval. Paso Robles High School Administration investigating anonymous threats. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape, your all-news time is 6:09.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District said they were investigating alleged threats toward the school district yesterday. The administration investigated an old text message that had resurfaced and was being recirculated among students. Additional rumors and secondhand claims from yesterday were also reviewed. The district said, quote, no direct reports containing specific or credible information regarding these circulating claims have been made to the school administration, law enforcement, or the district's anonymous tip line. The district encouraged anyone to report something they see or hear that is concerning, even if they may believe someone else has already done so. Direct reporting, rather than reposting or discussing concerns through social media, group chats, or text messages, allows appropriate authorities to assess situations quickly, thoroughly, and effectively. Work has begun on a permanent two-lane bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek, near South El Pomar Road, to replace the existing storm-damaged bridge. Work will require the full closure of Creston Road at South El Pomar Road through the Creston Ridge Lane. A traffic detour will be in place from June 1st through September 4th, 2026, with partial closures before and after as needed. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. The expected detour for most residents and visitors to the area is via El Pomar Drive to Cripple Creek Road, according to County Public Works. The Pioneer Day Committee will be holding several fundraisers prior to the 96th Annual Pioneer Day Parade this October. The Best of the West Tractor Show will be this Memorial Day weekend at Santa Margarita Ranch. The Firestone Invitational Beer Festival will be held May 30th at the Paso Robles Event Center. In June will be Nashville Nights at Cal Coast Beer Company, and then June 13th with Paso Robles Concert in the Park. The kickoff party for Pioneer Day will be Saturday, September 19th at Estrella Warbirds. The 96th Pioneer Day Parade will be held October 10th. And in honor of America's 250th birthday, the theme will be Patriotic Flags, Freedom, and Pioneer Spirit. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 12-2. The Padres shut out the Dodgers 1-0. Angels over the Athletics 2-1. In California news, the Sandy Fire above Simi Valley and 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles has reached more than 1,600 acres. Over 17,000 people are now under evacuation orders as the fire continues to grow, fueled by strong winds and dry conditions. The fire is only at about 5% containment, according to CAL FIRE. The cause is under investigation. Last year, California lawmakers tried to pass a bill that would force data centers to disclose how much water they use, but the bill was vetoed by Governor Gavin Newsom. This time, the legislature is trying once again with AB 2619, requiring a person who owns or operates a data center to provide an estimated and expected water use. The two gunmen who opened fire at a San Diego mosque on Monday left a manifesto. Authorities revealed on Tuesday that the two teens met online. Police say their writings outline religious and racial beliefs about how the world they envision should look like. They have not provided any further details about the writing. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, livestock leaders recently gathered in Reno, Nevada, as the Common Ground Coalition launched the first of four regional summit meetings focused on the future of the U.S. livestock industry. And among those attending was Idaho cattle producer Broden Matthews. He told me one of the issues that resonated most with him was the growing difficulty young producers face trying to enter the cattle business.
You know, we've got to keep the cow-calf guy in business, and we've got to keep him going, and we've got to expand the cow herd, and it's getting more and more difficult to do that with, you know, rising land costs, high interest rates, high cow costs. I mean, you know, everything's expensive.
And he says that consumers also play a very important role in understanding the value and importance of the cattle business.
You go to the grocery store and buy a steak, you know, it got there somehow. You know, if you're out cruising through the country, look out the window instead of staring at your phone and see the cows and calves out on the grass and remember, hey, we've got to have those there. There's not going to be a steak in the grocery store.
Now, additional regional meetings are coming up next week in Omaha, along with Nashville and Fort Worth in August. Learn more and get involved at commongroundcoalition.net.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
It's movie night this Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Private companies and researchers at the University of California, Davis are working with farmers to develop new ways to reduce methane emissions from cattle. To address methane from cow burps or enteric methane, UC Davis professor of animal science, Amiris Kerbab, is studying a compound in red seaweed as a feed additive that has been shown to lower methane production in the animal's rumens. They are also exploring gene editing technology that could permanently decrease methane production. At the same time, dairy farms have adopted methane digesters and waste treatment systems that turn emissions from nature into renewable energy and other usable products. Farmers say it's crucial that these solutions make financial sense for their operations so that the technologies could be broadly implemented. Sustainability has always had to start with financial sustainability, Merced County dairy farmer Simon Vandervoed said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 90s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday, mid-70s Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Low 70s on Tuesday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are waiting today for earnings news from artificial intelligence chipmaker NVIDIA. It reports after the Wall Street close. Shoppers on tight budgets are going to TJ Maxx and other stores owned by parent company TJX. Its earnings topped expectations and sales were up 9% in the recent quarter. It's also parent company of Marshalls. Its forecast is cautious, but shares are up 3.5%. Target shares are up more than 1.5%. Sales in the recent quarter were the strongest in years. Its turnaround plan, including more selection, better layout, and customer service, helped to bring in more shoppers. Earnings and revenue topped expectations. And Lowe's also reported a better-than-expected quarter, though the stock is down about 1.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we get ready for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775. Again, you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Wednesday edition, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All right, here we go. Hello. Ernest T here for us. Gotta love it.
My sweetheart has gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. Blues. I'm just driving nails in my coffin. Thought it driving those nails over you.
Right. The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
If you have nothing better to do, you need to watch that video of, I think it's from 1947. It's on YouTube of Ernest doing that song, because the guys in there are legendary. On the steel guitar and on the regular guitar, and it's just it's hard to describe. It's just like, because the cameras hone in on them, and the Buddy Edmonds, the steel player, he just looks at that camera and goes, and while he's playing, goes, "Yep, I'm the best there is." He has that just confidence, cocky look on his face. It's awesome. All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off. She will have, well, again, this is timely, cannabis and other issues in Paso Robles. So Councilman Chris Bausch will be on this afternoon. So join that and enjoy it as well. All right, a couple of reminders that the Monday, Memorial Day, so we will not be here. I have specials, obviously, honoring those on this special day. And a lot of events. Chris will update us on the many events we know here in North County, Atascadero, Paso Robles, and Templeton as well. So the least we can do is honor those who gave the ultimate. It doesn't take much time. These ceremonies are very, very humbling, chilling, emotional, and well done. And for those, they're not long. Okay? They're not long. You enjoy the barbecue and so forth afterwards and so forth, but the events and the ceremonies are, it's the least we could do. It is the least we can do. Okay, I'm assuming everybody likes to have a day off from work from time to time. That's, you know, Fridays and or Saturdays and Sundays. It used to kind of be the norm, but that's not the norm anymore. Well, folks, some in the state of California could get another paid holiday. And this has to do with, let's see here, California could soon add another paid holiday for state employees. As lawmakers push to formally recognize Native American Day. And this goes back to Gavi's apology in 2019 to the Native Americans. And that holiday, if it were to come to fruition, let's see here, it would be September 25th. It would move the state's official paid holiday calendar alongside Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Independence Day. This year, the holiday falls on September 25th. And, oh, here's the analysis of these state employees getting another day paid day off. Because, again, we have so much money in the state of California that we could just, you know, throw it out. Just throw it right out the window. No big deal. It would cost, it says California, I mean, you folks that will probably be working on that day, $16.3 million annually. Now, that's just the start, of course. So, there you have it. Another one. And for those who have not been listening for any length of time, I'm not a holiday person. I think there are some special holidays that we have that should stay in place, but we have way too many of them. And the other thing is, if we're going to have these holidays, then why not teach about them on those specific days instead of, and I'm all in favor of having the barbecue and all that other kind of stuff, but let's get serious about it. But we won't, because we just want more days off from work and getting paid for it for doing absolutely nothing. And in most cases, many people don't even care about the holiday itself, unfortunately. Unfortunately. So, just a couple little things. Also, this came up. It was a question the other day, and I forget which sound off it was regarding, but it had to do with fireworks. And, it was when Supervisor Bashong was on. I think somebody called in asking about the fireworks in Templeton, et cetera, what they were going to do. I didn't listen to the whole show. But anyway, I just want to kind of bring up something. It's not here in the North County, but now in the South County, Grover Beach, they changed their illegal fireworks fees. And so in Grover Beach, like other cities, they've been adjusting and, you know, stiffening up on either the rules, regulations, and also the fines. Now, in Grover Beach, the city leaders, they approved a fireworks ordinance that would fine people $1,000 per illegal fireworks. And some of those fines from last year's 4th of July are still unpaid. And according to the report, 8 Grover Beach residents still owe thousands of dollars to the city for setting off illegal fireworks last year. Now, I'm not presenting this to make a case either for or against, but I just found it interesting that one of the residents, and I guess this is supposed to qualify and make somebody's opinion more important than others simply because they've lived there for a length of time. There may be some merit in that. There may be. Well, this one guy that lives in Grover Beach, he's disappointed in the city's limitation of the fireworks, but he does understand that when you live in a city, you agree to the terms. Okay, that makes perfect sense. But then he goes on to say, people are struggling to even survive. I have been really fortunate. The $1,000 fine was so absurd that they just couldn't handle it. I don't blame them for not paying. Okay, well, they broke the law in your city that you said that you agreed to the terms because you live in the city. So what other laws, because people say they can't afford the fines, should people not pay? Perhaps if you realize that there's a law and it's pretty severe as far as the fine, maybe you don't break the law. You know, we've seen in the state of California how the legislators have, and probably more, to discount fines for people who are of a certain income brackets. In other words, they can't afford the fines. Well, if you can't afford the fine, don't break the law. Don't go over the speed limit. Don't text and drive and get caught on the cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. So if the, let's just say, person of a middle to upper middle class, and I don't know what the fines are, I'm just using this as an example. If the fine for getting caught texting or using your cell phone in your car is $250, and if you can, according to whomever makes the decision, can afford it, well, you're going to pay the $250. But for the, again, people who are making less money than the average person, maybe your fine will only be $75. Maybe. Well, I don't know how that's legal. I really don't. Chris, let me ask you a question regarding some of these laws.
Sure.
Okay, now, we had the I think it's probably under one term of distracted driving laws. I'll just call it that, okay?
Okay.
And that would be texting or the cell phone use. The obvious, you know, you have, I know vehicles now, you can have hands free. I understand that. But for those of us that don't have those devices, and if we choose to have our phone in our ear while we're driving and we get busted. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, this came into effect when cell phones became more prominent. That, you know, the CHP and officials said, hey, you know what, we've got a problem here. This isn't going to get better, so what we're going to do is, to save lives, we need to come up with a law to make sure that people aren't doing this. You know, we can even back up and say the seatbelt law, which I was not in favor of. But, nonetheless. So, if the intent of the government is to keep our roads safer and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is $125 fine enough, or should it be more? And again, I'm just using a number.
I don't think so. I mean, we look at the fines and penalties that you get for driving under the influence, which I say is a lot more dangerous. Well, no, they're kind of equally dangerous in some respects, but my friend got a DUI once, and he had to pay, I think, a $5,000 fine. His license was suspended, and I think he even had to get a breathalyzer installed in his vehicle. That's a hefty fine, and appropriately so, because driving under the influence is incredibly dangerous. So is distracted driving. So $125 sounds like pocket change in comparison. Well, now, I don't know if there any kind of like record goes on your license, which might be more troubling later on, but still.
Well, with the drunk driving, too, his insurance company probably notified him immediately that a couple of things could have happened. Either you're gone or the rates went up quite a bit. I don't know. I don't, as far as on the records for the, what we're referring to as distracted driving, I don't know. And I don't know what insurance companies do if you get one of those tickets, but I think it's a joke because I know it's not much. And I think somebody emailed me several years ago that, well, Kevin, it's actually more because they have to pay for these classes or, you know, whatever it is. And okay, so let's say now it's up to $500. I think if you're going to send the message, then you need to send the message. Because one of the, when you look up statistics regarding distracted driving, a lot of people have been killed because of distracted drivers. And so if we're talking about death, not bumpers, fender benders and stuff like that, then maybe the message needs to be really, really strict. To say, you know what, you do this on the roads, you get caught, here is the initial fine. Oh, and by the way, there's going to be other things that you're going to have to go online to do this and do that and so forth. Chances again, I don't know if the insurance companies raise your rates based on that. So maybe some of you have experienced that. Now, hard for me, for some to believe that, Kevin, why would you want to give more government more power? Because I'm tired of the hypocrisy of the messages. That's all. It's nonsense. We had this dirtbag that what pleaded no contest or pleaded whatever he did. He's going to get 1 year in jail for raping a 6-year-old girl in a hot tub, a family member. 1 year in jail. You got to be kidding me. It's not laughable in a case like this because that young lady, she is scarred for life. But the dirtbag will get his 1 year, and who knows. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. It's National Pick Strawberry Day today. I don't care. Okay. What is wrong with making them work off the fine if they can't afford it? But the city would have to follow through. Plenty of jobs that need to be done. I don't know what those jobs are. When you say working off in the fines, they used to do this back in the South. They used to refer to them as some of them as Alabama lawnmowers. So if you did something, not vicious, you know, serious crime and stuff like that. But if, you know, if you did something and you, sometimes you did have a choice, but other times you didn't, you know, you'd pay a fine, but also then you had to go out and clean up the streets or the highways. Now, in certain instances, from my understanding, is you can't do that anymore. Let's see here. What are some of the reasons I remember being told? Oh, liability. The fact that it is humiliating to people, and the fact that if they're doing something similar to what a county, a city, or a state crew would do, then the unions would say, no, you can't do that. So we come up with excuses for people not to do that. I don't know if there is such things as working off their fines anymore. I guess the point of this, though, is if you know that you're going to be breaking the law and the fine is excessive, don't break the law. I mean, why can't they just confiscate some of their money? Why can't they garnish some of their wages if they're doing this? More work for the city? I don't know. Well, it would be more work for the city, but I don't know, you know, legally what they can do, so forth and so on. Okay, also, I got a cut that was sent to me yesterday. You need to give this a listen because I'm going to tie it in with something. And this has to do with the Dems on voter ID and, you know, the SAFE Act, so forth and so on. So, again, thanks for sending this in to me. It's a very short piece on this, and I guess you could also say the hypocrisy of one political party regarding voter ID. Here we go.
The Democrats really screwed themselves on voter ID, huh? So let me get this straight. Democrats were against voter ID. They don't want the SAVE Act. But now they've been put in an interesting position. Why? Because Americans from across the country are flying out to LA to vote for Spencer Pratt in the mayoral election in Los Angeles. You can't make this up. You can see it all across social media. Americans from states like Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, Texas, they're flying out to California just to vote for Spencer Pratt. And guess what? California doesn't have any voter ID laws. So they're not even a resident of the state. But since Democrats don't support voter ID, they get to vote. Now the question becomes, how do they defend against this? Well, they can't really, not without supporting the SAVE Act. So once again, Democrats have put their foot in their mouth. And I have to admit, this is kind of genius from the people who are flying out there to vote. Because what are they going to say at the voter booth? They're going to ask you to flash your ID? Are you racist? How dare you ask me for my ID? This all goes to say that I hope Spencer Pratt wins, because he plans on bringing the IRS into the city to review all the books and how the funds of the city were managed by the previous mayor. And Democrats do not want that. But if he wins, that's what's going to happen.
All righty. Thanks for sending that in. And it does make sense. So I'm going to tie it in with this. Again, Chris, I know that you've never done anything wrong in your life.
Never. Not once.
I know. Have you ever tried buy spray paint?
No.
Okay.
I worked around spray paint when I was at Home Depot, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, this ties in with this voter ID. And how? Well, and again, I don't know if it is in the state of California, but I do know that in a Democratic state and back in the early or maybe even late 80s, early 90s, that the city of Chicago, you know what you need an ID for if you're a certain age? Buying spray paint. Yes, to buy spray paint, folks. You need an ID, but you don't need it to vote. Again, I don't know if that's the same here in California, but just a little, again, when we talk about one of my favorite words, hypocrisy within government. Within government. All righty, let's see here. What else do we have going on in the state of California is the, apparently that the fine city of Berkeley is playing favorites by withholding police footage from a riot at the Rob Schneider event. This has to do with the Turning Point USA. And they show officer had to physically pull brawlers apart while fending off a hostile crowd, and nothing, at least yet, has been done. The city is, allegedly, they have violated the California Public Records Act by withholding information. And you just have to wonder if it was a different type of crowd and a different type of situation, if that information would have been released. Probably so. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I bought spray paint at Walmart. Had to show them who I was and that I wasn't a tagger. Prove that I was a responsible adult. I think it was an ID involved.
How long ago was that?
About a couple of years, recently.
So, okay, so not even, well, I guess they're just doing it like they have to ID somebody in their 70s that's buying alcohol.
Yeah, I've got that going on lately, too. I say thank you for asking. I haven't been ID'd since I was 18. But it's kind of nice. You know, and they used to have the chain gangs, but they guess who shot those down? The labor unions, because it was unfair competition for labor jobs.
I kind of alluded to that with that here in the state. That's not surprising.
No.
I mean, I don't know in California when you were growing up if you ever saw those crews out.
I remember seeing them back in the South when we drove back east, but no, I never saw them here.
No, I remember seeing them in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Right.
Out there, and not to the extent like it was Cool Hand Luke or anything like that, but they had crews out there on, you know, I-65 or something like that, cleaning up the debris along the highway.
Right. Well, we have a community service now. I mean, that's the closest thing we have to that, where people get fines for community service for misdemeanors or serious misdemeanors or something. But I don't know how common that is anymore.
Well, I see it looks like a lot of volunteers on certain roads that are out there cleaning up the highways.
Maybe that's the closest thing we have to that anymore.
Which, you know, because you'll see, and I don't see them as much as I used to, those signs saying, you know, whatever service club, you know, they cleaned up.
Yeah, those are volunteers. Those lovers in the traffic, you know, yeah, litter pickup by so-and-so, such a person, you can volunteer to be a road picker-upper.
Yeah.
You know, we had at the Rotary Club one meeting, a couple of gentlemen from the graffiti task force from the city. And that's a little known task that's out there now, taking all these guys tagging things off the building. Because as soon as you get one tag up, then the rival gangs have to tag it as well. And it's very fascinating about the industry around tagging for get rid of it. And they have this paint now that can't be taken off. It's crazy that you can buy online. It's crazy. They actually have supplies for taggers you can buy online.
Well, I know the folks in Paso Robles, they... Because there used to be a lot of tagging out right behind Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
And well, they were quick to respond.
I think the ACAB tag came out frequently during all those Antifa riots, and they were out there immediately getting those off. All the power boxes you see on the corners for the different circuitries were all getting tagged. And then the back of stop signs, things like that. And I don't understand this mentality.
Well,
I really don't.
Some people call it art.
Strangely enough, I was sad to see that they're even tagging the ancient churches in Germany now, the towers and things going up. Like the Cologne Cathedral has been tagged by guys going up the towers and the stairways. It's sad. It's not just it's the universal thing. When I was in Peru, they were tagging everywhere. I don't know what the mentality is behind it.
I don't know, Doc, but I'm being sarcastic. It's nice to know that United States isn't just the home of the dirtbags.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible. As a matter of fact, when I was shipped down to Los Angeles, I was disgusted by the amount of tagging on the buildings.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
All right,
got
to go.
Well, there's a cheery start for the morning. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, you too. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office is releasing additional information regarding the search conducted at Susan Flores' home earlier this month. The search was related to the disappearance and murder of Kristen Smart. The Sheriff's Office identified soils that produced results consistent with human remains. The area was excavated and no human remains were recovered, but items are currently being analyzed. Paso Robles City Council directed staff to proceed with all four recommendations regarding retail cannabis offices in the city.
Staff are directed to remove the cap of three such businesses in the municipal code, develop a cannabis regulatory permit, and require existing holders of conditional use permits to amend their applications. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Chris DeMeo. Police now say two teens who opened fire on a Southern California mosque on Monday were radicalized online. San Diego Police Chief Scott Wall says the guns belonged to the suspect's parents.
Exactly how they came into they were able to obtain them is still under investigation.
A security guard died after exchanging gunfire with the shooters. The teens took their own lives. Senator Tommy Tuberville wins Alabama's Republican gubernatorial primary.
I'm going to make everything we have better. Now, it's going to take a while, and I'm going to need a lot of help. A lot of you out there in this audience are going to be part of it. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-person show. It's like football. You better have good people around you. And that's exactly what we've been trying to put together for the last 14 months.
Tuberville will face Democrat Doug Jones. America's listening to Fox News.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
8 minutes away from 7, sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs. The Knicks trailed the Cavaliers by 22 with 8 minutes left in game one of the East Final last night, but came all the way back for a 115-104 overtime win at home. Jalen Brunson sparked an 18-1 fourth quarter run that got New York back in it, then hit the tying shot with 19 seconds left. A 9-0 run to start OT put it away, and Coach Mike Brown said everybody pitched in.
Mikal was great on both ends of the floor. Cat finally got going. He had a double-double, which was huge. We needed every rebound that he came up with.
Game two in the West between the Suns and the Thunder is tonight in Oklahoma City. The Mavericks fired Jason Kidd after 5 years as their head coach. Dallas made the NBA Finals 3 years ago, but otherwise, Kidd was a 500 coach. Baseball, the Nationals rallied from down 5-0 early to top the Mets 9-6. The comeback sparked by an inside-the-park grand slam from James Wood, the first one of those in the majors in 4 years. Ketel Marte boosted the Diamondbacks over the Giants 5-3 with a walk-off three-run homer. Cardinals scuttled the Pirates 9-6 on Ivan Herrera's three-run shot in the 10th, the fourth Redbird rocket of the night. White Sox scratched out two in the 9th to sink the Mariners 2-1. Anthony Kay in the Marts allowed just one Seattle hit and fanned 13. Rangers rolled over the Rockies 10-0. Kumar Rocker and the Pebbles with a three-hit combo, while Texas pounded out 16 knocks. Rays dropped the Orioles for their 20th win in 24 games. They own the best record in baseball. Braves are just percentage points behind them. They doubled up the Marlins. Ronald Acuna Jr. doubled and walked twice, scoring three runs in his first game back from injury. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, serving you since 1979. We will have some sunshine with some clouds just to add to the effect. Highs in the low 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and we'll do upper 80s on your Thursday. And as we, I guess, officially or unofficially head into the Memorial Day weekend on Friday, get ready. Low 80s, mid 70s Saturday and Sunday, Monday for your Memorial Day as well. Low 70s Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:05 p.m., and we are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home safe and sound and, well, that's what we're supposed to do. Let's see here. I have, nothing to report on the world famous pet alert, but I don't know how many people realize how big owls are. I had this one coming in this morning. He had his wings spread for about, a whole mile coming down Cross Canyon. Kind of nice to see, but also scary in the dark as well. I didn't see if he had anything in its claws. I have a little breakfast. Chris, we are running out of time, so you will have the day off today.
Well, I can give a fun fact about owls.
What is that?
They fly pretty silently.
What do you mean? They don't sing or make any noise?
They don't really make much noise compared to other birds when they're in flight, either from their wings or actual vocalizations, despite their size.
Even when they flap?
Even when they flap.
Okay. Because I know I like to hear the sound of the hawks when they fly. I can hear them. But all right, and another something. I wouldn't have known that. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Here we go. Oh, boy. I have a delicious trivia question this morning. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this appears... I already kind of gave you a hint on it. And it's something that probably most Americans eat weekly, if not daily. The origins appear to have begun in the 17th century in Persia. With global travel becoming widespread later on, they were a natural travel companion. What am I referring to? It's something that probably most people consume on a daily or weekly basis. They love them. Okay? Their origins appear to be back in the 17th century AD Persia. And they became, when travel obviously became a little bit easier, you know, I mean, if you go back, it wasn't easier, but you know what I mean, became more prevalent, shall we say, became more widespread. This made a natural travel companion. Okay. What is it? As I said, this is a delicious question. A delicious question. All right. 23857. You don't have a guess yet, Chris?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, man. I thought this would be fairly easy. Oh, well.
I can blurt something out if we're out of time.
I was wrong, so we'll have to hold our breath.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Pass Robles Joint Unified School District said they're investigating alleged threats toward the district yesterday. The administration investigated an old text message that had resurfaced and was being recirculated among students. Work has begun on a permanent two-lane bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek, near south El Palmar Road, to replace the existing storm-damaged bridge. Work will require the full closure of Creston Road with traffic detours in place from June 1st through September 4th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, Chris, suppose I would have added this to one of my hints.
Okay.
That this, the origins began, blah, 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 shortly after the use of sugar became common.
Mmm. still not ringing much of a bell.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Cookies. There you go.
Cookies are a travel companion. Okay.
Yes, they are. They're. You don't have to travel. You can just sit in your chair for a couple hours and eat them and drink milk. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They simply can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.